This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Time to the visit by the president of Ukraine. The United States government on Thursday announced it is sending an additional $328 million worth of weapons, including missiles, rockets, and artillery rounds to Kyiv for its defensive war against Russia. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
After stopping on Thursday on Capitol Hill and at the Pentagon, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks at the White House with President Joe Biden.
Russia hopes once more to use winter as a weapon against the people of Ukraine. But as I discussed with President Zelensky, the people of Ukraine are steeled for this struggle ahead. And the United States is going to continue to stand with you.
Zelensky has also been pushing for the United States to supply his military with long-range guided missiles capable of striking behind Russian front lines. Meanwhile, some Republican lawmakers say they do not want to authorize an additional $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, noting a lack of significant progress against Russia by the Ukrainian army. Zelensky is quoted as telling senators earlier in the day, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The president of the European Council on Thursday addressed the United Nations General Assembly, saying the, quote, miracle for the world's challenges will not be possible without, quote, massive and necessary financing. Michel also called the G20 dysfunctional and called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. He added, however, that the war in Ukraine did not mean the disappearance of other conflicts, including climate change and poverty, saying that financing was needed to address these issues. The UN General Assembly is scheduled until September 26th in New York. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and